I rise today in support of House Bill 1154, a significant piece of legislation that aims to bolster an industry hit hard by the governor's COVID-19 shutdown and to provide consumers with increased selection and convenience for the purchase of liquor-based products. As chairman of the Senate Law and Justice Committee, which advanced this legislation, I have heard the arguments against the amended version of this bill, but I stand here today confident in the proposal before us and the positive benefits it will bring to the Commonwealth. First, the underlying bill makes permanent the sale of mixed drinks to go by restaurant or hotel licensees for off-premise consumption. This was an allowance originally made statutorily on a temporary basis during the COVID-19 disaster declaration. We've heard from the restaurants and lodging industry that this is a top priority, and we have listened. Other COVID allowances are also important as restaurants and bars continue to rebuild after the devastating shutdowns by the governor. That is why the committee amended House Bill 1154 to temporarily extend the allowances of licensed premises for outdoor dining, off-premise catering permits without restrictions, the waiving of fees, and an additional year of license safekeeping for licensees unable to operate. As amended, the bill also allows the holder of a liquor license to sell their stock and liquor and wine to another license holder when they close their businesses. But we went a step further, Mr. President, to aid the industry, consumers, and the Pennsylvania economy. House Bill 1154 allows liquor licenses, including restaurants, bars, hotels, convenience stores, grocery stores, and beer distributors to sell ready-to-drink cocktails for off-premise consumption. These cocktails are not to be confused with mixed drinks to go, which are made by bartenders in the restaurant and put into a cup to go for the customer. Ready-to-drink cocktails are manufactured and sold in sealed containers, such as cans or bottles, with known ingredients, known list of alcohol content. The total maximum alcohol volume content, or ABV, allowed for sale under this legislation is 12.5%, comparable to many beer products available for sale to consumers at these same retailers. Container size would also be limited to 16 ounces, with a maximum total for off-premise consumption of 192 fluid ounces, also in line with that of the sale of beer products. This historic step in evolving Pennsylvania's liquor sales is calculated to result in anywhere from $50 to $100 million in revenue in only 3 short years. So for the governor's office to claim that this provides, quote, no relief to this important industry as it recovers from COVID-19 pandemic is at best disingenuous. Retailers, consumers, and the manufacturers of these products recognize the enormous benefits the Commonwealth will gain from allowing ready-to-drink cocktails to be sold through our licenses. I respectfully ask my colleagues to do the same and support House Bill 1154 today, which provides much more than one small measure of relief to the industry trying to regain its financial footing in the wake of a pandemic. It is time, Mr. President, to move Pennsylvania forward.